Craig Robinson in studio, and he's at the Stress Factory in Bridgeport tonight and all weekend, actually.
Yes.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
It is an honor to have you here.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me.
This is where I was introduced to you.
Really?
And it's funny. The first episode I saw you in, I thought, this guy's a friggin' star. Yeah. I hope they have him on more.
Yeah.
When you tried out for it, did you know it was going to be such a big role, or did people just love you and they expanded the role?
They expanded the role. I had no idea.
That.
I was always, you know, for five seasons, you know, it was always, you know, I wasn't in the office until the sixth season.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was a beautiful thing. I could come and go.
So when you were trying out, the show was already a hit.
No, I was in the first season. And I came in episode four. And they just established my character, my face in the warehouse. It was Dwight had, like, cut himself out of a box or something and hopped out. And then I just cut to me looking at him with disdain. And then the next episode was the basketball episode. So, they had no idea what it was going to turn into.
So your agent calls you, says, hey, NBC sitcom, want to try out for it? How did that go?
Pretty much. Yeah. I went in and auditioned, and they just had me read one of the talking heads. It was a Jim talking head, I think. I don't recall. But it was just a talking head where you just had to show that, you know, pretty much you could deliver.
Right.
Deadpan.
Yeah. And then, you know, it seems like people now, you're like Seth Rogen, that who you are is so unique and likable that when you're cast, you're basically cast to do a variation of you depending on the role, right?
That's my first time hearing it. Thank you.
Yeah. No, I think that people like you so much, they want you to be you, maybe a slight variation depending on the part.
Right. You just be you.
Right?
Yes, right.
He's like Seth. Like when I see Seth Rogen, he's Seth Rogen.
Yeah.
Right?
Just in a different character.
Just in a different character.
Right. Yeah. But it's still him.
Right. And on The Office, how much of the, how much were you able to improv and what was, or were you strictly to the script?
No. You got to improv a lot, but towards the end, the writers had captured our voices so much to where I would read something and go, wow, that's how I would say that.
Wow. You know? Yeah.
So there was always room to play. They would have the, you know, a fun run, they call it, or, you know, so you do a couple takes and then throw stuff
out. Is
that
like a table read?
Table read is, you know, just, you know, where you see the script and then you just go, you know, reading the script. You don't improv in the table read.
Fun run is
like, let's say you do a couple of takes of the script, and it's okay. Just have some fun with it. See what happens.
Okay.
That's what you need to improv.
So we got what we need. Now you guys go for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then a lot of stuff would come out. You know, they would put the improv in.
Where's the weirdest place you were recognized?
Probably some men's restroom somewhere.
Yeah, that's the weirdest thing, right?
Right. And
always.
Right.
Yeah. You're
very
in the
weird.
Middle of something, your thing's out, and some guy says, hey!
But you're looking up or down when they said this.
Oh, we were both down.
Okay, good. Making sure. Okay.
Would you like some duck testicles?
I'm toying with the idea. They smell amazing.
They do.
They smell amazing.
Right.
I thought the opposite. They smelled good when they came in, and then it changed.
Right. I don't recommend them.
They smell like the Hooters wings.
Okay.
A little bit to me.
The wings, okay.
They taste just like them.
Right.
No.
Well, look, if you look under the wing, you'll find those.
Why don't you recommend them?
They are so gross.
What was gross about them? What they taste like?
Well, you ate one of the ones that
didn't,
you
they're kind of, I'm sorry, I'm eating a whole box of Altoids right now.
I thought she was eating the duck balls.
Literally.
They're so gross.
These are horrible.
I'm trying to get that taste out of my mouth. They're like chicken, but like the worst, gamiest, like bleh, chicken you ever.
The worst gamiest.
You just don't like the gamey?
No, it's so gamey. Yeah, the onions helped though that he prepared. Like it helped mute some of the
gaminess.
Yeah,
Craig, are you still on the vegan diet? I read somewhere you're on a vegan diet.
No.
All right, good.
I'm safe
because we have tacos coming too.
Hey. Friday.
Do you want to try a duck testicle?
Let's talk about something else. And
all right, we'll ease our way into it. This is not a first date or first
let
break.
Let him relax first.
We got to warm him up. We got to wine him and dine him all about.
Have a couple of drinks first.
All right.
Yeah. I heard one of the testicles exploded.
Not something
exploded.
To rush into.
Yeah. What happened, Dave?
Not something you really want to rush into.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want to think about it. Make the right decision.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it right for you?
Craig was asking about the exploding testicle.
Did it smell out there in the kitchen?
It did not.
Because I'm telling you, there's duck testicle everywhere in that kitchen right now.
Really?
Yeah, it popped. It made an audible and was everywhere.
So what happened? You put it in a microwave?
Yeah, to warm it up just a little bit, because nothing worse than cold testicles.
Right. Yeah.
Especially at like 7:50, 8 o'clock in the morning.
That's where the term drop a nut came from, yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. Mike in East Haven, you have a question for Craig Robinson?
Yeah, hey, Craig. I was curious if we're going to see more of the Pontiac Bandit this season in Brooklyn 99.
What's up, Mike? Thank you for your question. Hey, man, if they call me back, I will be there, bro.
All right, we got to see you back with Jake.
Thanks, man. I love doing that show, man. That's some of the most fun I have in my projects.
Is that more improv, or what makes that more fun?
The chemistry, it's a lot Andy's real cool, playful and stuff. And most people are, but it's just something different about Sandberg.
There's a vibe.
Yeah, there's a vibe. Exactly.
That's like loose. Yeah. And fun.
And we just, we just go with it. And it's very, it breeds a lot of creativity. And we just have fun, man.
Anthony and Hamden.
Hey, good morning. Pleasure to hear from you on the radio. I was wondering, what was the difference between you and acting in The Office as opposed to Eastbound and Down?
Hey, Anthony and Hamden. Hamden?
Yes, sir.
Hamden, yes.
Well, as far as those characters, Daryl is way more deadpan and kind of like curmudgeonly. Eastbound and Down, he was this like... a baseball player, so he was kind of arrogant. He thinks he's better than Mac Worthy, and he always got a grind axe with him. So it was a bit more playful, I bet.
All right, great. Thank you very much for your time. I'll see you this weekend.
Filling in my plum.
That's cool.
Yes, extremely cool.
He almost had a duck testicle during the song.
Came close.
Yeah.
And he said,
I said, no, do it on the air.
Yeah, exactly, right.
Yeah, you scared me away when you said do it on the air.
Yes, yeah.
It made me think about it.
Right. Yeah, why is it want me to eat on the air and not just eat right now?
Yeah,
right,
exactly.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right.
Why?
I might have been munching and then ate a second one by now.
Right.
On
the
air.
Yep, see?
Right.
Yep, you played your card too soon.
I messed it up.
Yeah, it's like deer hunting. I mean,
I was reaching for it, people. I was reaching.
Yeah. Yeah, he looked over at Todd and said, let's do this.
Is this Facebook Live? Is that what you're doing?
Are we Facebook Live now?
Show the people the duck testicles.
Oh, that's a...
No, they've seen it. Yeah.
So that's a different camera, but yeah. So we want to show that one.
And it smells.
I like how we're putting the duck testicles right in front of Craig's face.
Amazing. It looks great. It smelled like the Hooters wings.
Right.
Thanks, Frankie.
All right. So Craig asked Frankie Quinones to get him water. Is Frankie on stage with you tonight?
Yes, Frankie.
Nice.
So it's Frankie.
Vinny's going to host, and then Frankie comes up, and then Todd comes up. Frankie Quinones, Todd Rex. At a Vinny Brands Club Stress Factory.
Nice.
Oh, that's a full show.
There you go, see?
Vinny into Frankie into Todd into Craig.
Nice.
That sounds like Human Centipede.
All right. Are we going to eat those? Or we got your water.
He's deciding, right?
What do you think?
Every time you say it, like, it has to.
I know. It's got to just happen.
I got you.
Keep in mind they're getting cold.
Be careful.
They might shrink a little bit. Yeah.
How many did you have?
I had a half of one.
Right.
I tried a whole one, spit it out, and then ate the half of one.
Right.
And how long did it take you to chew? Were you just like... Nya, nya, nya.
I like ran in place. I'm remembering.
She did. It happened so fast.
To distract myself from actually eating it.
Right.
The entire time you were thinking about what it was?
Yes.
Yeah,
so you can't think about it.
You can't think about it.
No,
you have to think it's something else.
Exactly. It's just kind of meat.
Right. It's just kind of meat.
Now, these from the male duck or the female duck? That's another thing.
Well, male duck is testicles.
Frankie said he would eat it.
Right.
Oh, really?
Frankie. He's selecting the right one.
Oh, my God. It's a big one.
Oh, and he goes for it.
Get a shot of that face.
Here we go.
Oh, my God. Mm.
It's a duck nut.
Duck nut.
That's like someone's like nicknamed. Yo, duck nut.
I like Todd before Frankie saw this. Like, that's a duck nut in your mouth.
Not bad.
He's shaking his head. Not bad.
Yeah, if you're not thinking, try not to think it's a duck nut.
Right. Yeah, you got to think of something else. Like
can't think you have a duck nut in your mouth.
That's all I heard in my head. Duck nut. Duck nut.
Duck nut. Duck nut.
Duck nut.
Yeah.
Do Donald Duck getting his testicles eaten?
That's Donald Duck eating his own testicle.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
So, Craig, are you going to have the piano on stage?
Yes.
Nice.
And so you improv, right? With the
there's some improv. I mean, I have an act, but there'll definitely be some
moments
of playing around. Yeah,
right. Yeah.
Because that's where the connection is made. I think.
Right.
You know, just you know, with the crowd.
Yeah, you connect. You get to know them. They get to know you.
Absolutely.
A little bit. You go back and forth.
Nice.
Can I put you on the spot with a song about duck testicles? Do you think you could do one?
Do you have a keyboard?
I don't have a keyboard, but I know you're from Chicago, so we have some blues. So it'll be da-na-na-na-na, line, da-na-na-na-na,
line. All right, let's see what I got. Let's see what I got this time. And let's remember it's 8 in the morning.
Right. Okay. Right. He was up last night.
That's your first line.
He's at Gotham City.
It's 8 in the morning.
He's in New York.
Yeah.
So.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I came to the radio station. I was feeling okay. And when I met Chaz and AJ.
Yeah!
When I came in the booth. They said something funky. They said put these nuts in your mouth. And I said y'all some crazy guys.
That's awesome.
That was fantastic.
I don't think we've ever had a song about duck testicles
on
the show.
Well, you found the bouncing
ball. Exactly. Yeah.
I'm not sure if anyone's ever had a song about duck testicles.
Duck testicles,
yeah,
right.
It's the first
one ever.
Right.
Maybe that's a good point there, Ashley.
Maybe in Japanese they had one. Yeah.
Any questions coming in on Facebook Live?
No, people are just very excited that he's here.
Well, then, if you're excited that he's here, you can call in and say hello, but also Stress Factory tonight.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
All weekend.
Exactly.
So it's a great weekend to go catch a comedy show.
Bridgeport. Where are we right now?
Milford.
Now we're in Milford.
Right. About 15 minutes away from Bridgeport.
This is where all the MILFs live.
Yes. AJ, you want to do all the MILFs live here?
Yeah.
AJ, you want to do a song?
All the MILFs lives.
Now it's your turn to do improv. You want to do a song about Bridgeport?
Bridgeport, okay.
Don't go to Bridgeport.
No. That's the opposite of what
okay,
we want.
Sorry. Yeah.
Can you do a song about Ashley?
I met a girl named Ashley. She was sitting on the other side of me. I asked her when her birthday. And she said it's in July, can't you see? I said you must be a Cancer. You Cancer?
Or a Leo.
And then we hung out a little bit and I said, oh, hey, can I ask a question? What is there something to this New Haven pizza thing? Is that a thing?
It's a thing.
Yes.
It's a thing, yes.
Big thing.
Yeah.
Big thing.
Yes.
Tacos are big here, too.
Right. Exactly,
I heard about a place, Pepe's, yeah.
Okay,
Pepe's.
Yep.
But look, then my buddy who's from Connecticut, I texted him, and he sent me this article, and it said, your guide to the best pizza in New Haven.
What was on there?
Well, first is Frank Pepe Pizzeria Napolitan.
Napolitan.
And then Frank Pepe's white clam.
The white clam pie. Yeah, that's awesome.
And so Frank Pepe pizzeria, and then Zupardi's.
Zupardi's, okay.
Zupardi's a pizza.
There is a party, yes.
And then they said Modern Pizza.
Modern, yes.
Is that at the place? Okay.
That's also down the road, yes.
Christopher Martin's
for pizza,
restaurant and pub.
Yeah.
No.
For everything else, but,
yeah, it's a great restaurant.
So this Frank guy, he knows what's going on, huh?
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, Frank is dead.
Yes.
But Gary and his family.
Yeah, good people.
I just called Gary.
Oh, did you?
I just called Gary from Pepe's Pizza. That's all I got.
I couldn't wake him up.
Hey, Gary, why don't you send some pizza to the club tonight?
Gary. Gary.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Chaz.
This is Gary from Pepe's Pizza.
I just texted him when you were saying Pepe's Pizza.
No D-man, yes.
Way.
Gary.
Way.
What?
Hey, you're on with, you're on the air, one.
Yeah.
Why'd you let me?
Okay. Craig Robinson from, you know, just about everything.
Yeah, you name it.
Hot Tub Time Machine.
The Office. The
this
Office.
Is the End.
Yep.
The Office.
Yep.
Big time Hollywood star.
Right.
Hi, Gary. I've been hearing some things about this. I'm from Chicago, okay? We got Deep Dish Pizza.
He's from Chicago.
And the pizza's so good. And then people have been telling me about the this New Haven pizza, this Pepe's Pizza. Gary, I got to hear. Is it all they say it is?
And Gary said?
Oh, yeah.
Gary, can we somehow arrange to get some pizza sent over to Stress Factory for Craig and his crew?
Tonight?
Yes.
Yes.
I'll make it happen.
Well, you should see. See, yeah. Look at you.
So what I'll
do is I'll, so the Fairfield location would be the closest.
Yep.
I'll try to get someone to drive. I'll talk to Vinny Brand.
Yeah.
Vinny has people.
He does.
Vinny's got people.
He's got peeps.
Thanks, Gear.
Yes.
Let me know what time, and I'll make it happen.
What time would you, do you eat before you go on, or do you eat in between, or do you eat after? When do you?
All
do
three.
You, during? He's during.
Tonight we got some pizza coming from a little place called Pepe. Want to say thanks to Gary and Chaz and AJ.
Yeah!
Oh, don't put no duck testicles on my pizza. Please, no duck balls. But if I gotta eat some duck balls, I have a... Oh, I forgot.
Got all choked up with the duck balls.
I'm having the best time.
Yeah.
Duck, but like, how is that on the menu? Like, what do you say?
Look at the bottom of the menu, I guess.
It's,
and you know what's even another thing that can happen? What if I eat one and fall in love with them?
Right.
Now I'm like,
you can't find them anywhere.
Right. I'm like, I need some duck balls. It's like crack.
Right. You go like every duck pond around going, hey.
Yeah, this is Craig Robinson. I'm up in room 3A. You got any?
You got duck balls.
Testicles.
Then you see me like,
he's like, what?
Security.
You see me wandering out around ponds with a cleaver.
Exactly. Right.
So, Gary, I'm going to arrange this with you later. Sorry to put you on the spot.
Oh, no worries.
I, you know, a lot of people come in and they say they want Pepe's, but when Craig Robinson comes in, I say, let me see what I can do.
Yep.
Do my best under pressure.
All right.
He does. Ask anyone.
Thank you, brother. Do you have any questions for him?
Gary?
Yes.
When's your birthday?
12/7.
What?
12
December 7th.
Wow.
Ask me when my birthday is.
When's your birthday?
October 25th.
All right.
Same reaction I had.
I'm going to do that all the time. You really want to mess with guys making your food?
Hey, thanks. Thanks a lot, Gary. We'll report back.
It's being like duck testicles underneath the pizza.
Oh, stop it.
Gary, thank you, brother.
Thanks, Gary.
All right. Let me text Vinny.
That's
Brand.
Awesome. Let's see a menu. Let's see what we got.
Well, Chef Dave Foster said that if you want the balls, he's got them covered for you.
He's covered the balls?
Yes, that's what he says. He said, I've got the balls covered.
Where's his hands right Dave. Now? Where's his hands right now?
I do love that if, like, Craig started eating these and he's like, well, new favorite. And now it's, like, weirdest tour writer item ever.
Exactly. Yeah, right. Duck testicles.
How are we going to get these?
Right.
Call Chef Dave. He knows what to do.
I even know ducks had testicles.
TJ and Trumbull.
Hey, Craig, how are you, Zach?
What's up, Trumbull? I mean, gosh.
You?
Can we start over?
What's up, you?
Hey, how you doing?
TJ.
I'm good.
Hey,
yourself?
Doing, question for you. I have a two-part question here. What was your favorite Office memory? And then two, who was your favorite cast member on the show?
Wow.
Oh, that's like picking your favorite child.
Exactly, or beer.
It's not. It was easy. Meredith.
Meredith, gotcha.
Meredith is my homegirl.
Right.
Yeah. Boom. Right. Kate.
Not your home, but yeah.
Kate, and she's on Dance with the Stars, you guys.
Really?
Go ahead, vote for Kate.
There you go, see?
And then favorite moment is probably when, for me personally, when we did the Lady Clothes episode and Steve Carell was just, you know, it was such a treat and so rare to, like, get a scene with just me and Steve. So that was like, you know, it was these special moments. And like he did, we were doing the Lady Clothes. We were in negotiation. That's the name of the episode, negotiation. And we had gotten through a couple of takes and it was all good. And I was holding my own, doing my thing. And then the next take, he'd start doing these faces. And if you look at the episode, you can see it's a hint of me smiling, like trying to keep my laugh in.
Right.
But you won't know it unless I tell you, unless I point it out to you. And no one would ever know because nobody's going to go and track that down. But still, that was my favorite moment.
Gotcha.
I didn't realize it was so rare. Like, I didn't even think about it, that you didn't do a lot of scenes just with him.
Exactly, yeah.
And what was that like? Was that intimidating? Or
it was ethereal, you know? It was like, oh, this is, you know. This is a shot. And it was exciting. It was,
yeah,
it was special.
It's like you're with Santa Claus, yeah, or whatever.
And
yeah.
I wouldn't say intimidating. It was fun. It was like,
right,
you know, and
it's like a roller coaster. Appreciate, right. I want to get, you know, on this.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Right.
Hey, thank you, TJ.
Yeah, thanks, TJ. And Trumbull.
Yeah,
Pete from Wallingford.
Hey, Craig. Very big fan of yours.
Hey, Pete. Thank you.
Favorite movie is probably definitely Hot Tub Time Machine.
Nice.
But I have a question for you. I'm trying to become an up inspiring actor. I've been taking classes for the last 6 months. I want to know if you would, what advice would you give me?
Here, the number one thing I could tell you, Pete, is to bring Pete to everything you're doing, because you're the only Pete that's out there. You know what I'm saying? Pete, whatever his name, but you know, you got to bring your original self, your originality, your creativity, your aura to whatever you do.
That's perfect. That's exactly what I was looking for. I just needed some advice to pick me up from the slump.
Right.
But thank you.
So don't be in a slump, Pete.
Bring your Peter. Yes.
Yeah.
Bring your Peter.
Bring your Peter, Pete. Kate and Shelton.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Kate.
Good morning.
And Shelton.
I am so excited. First of all, I want to say thank you to Chaz and AJ. You guys have let me talk on the phone with more celebrities than I've ever imagined I would in my life.
You keep
which
calling
is, like,
us.
The coolest.
You
freaking
answer the phone, you're right there.
You guys start my day off with laughs, like, 5 days a week. So what do you say?
Thank
okay,
you.
I was just kidding, yeah.
For Craig, I love your work. What can I say?
Thank you, Kate.
A lot. You can say a lot.
The Office brings people together. It really does. And I didn't even discover it until Netflix, but I love it.
Even though Chris is happier. Yes.
That's
the people, persons, papers, people. I mean, come on.
Dunder Mifflin.
The people, persons, papers, people.
Did we have The Office?
Oh, man.
Craig did. All right,
I'm a paper obstacle. There's friendly faces around the block. Break loose from the chains that are causing you pain. Call Michael Stanley,
Jim Dwight Green, call Edward Caddy for your business paper needs.
Dunder Mifflin,
people, persons, paper, people.
Dunder Mifflin,
people, persons, paper, people.
Dunder Mifflin,
people, persons, paper, people.
I don't care.
Paul from Wallingford.
Thank you, Kate. Oh, hello, Paul.
Hey, Paul.
Paul. Okay, thanks, Paul.
Paulie.
Wow.
Maria.
Paul,
oh, we lost
really?
Paul.
The
silent Maria.
Oh, look at that. He's a mime.
Hello, Maria.
He's a mime. You can't see him.
Hi.
Hi.
Maria, Maria. Hey, Maria, how you doing? It's nice of you to call in. I guess Paul didn't want to talk to us, or maybe he was busy again.
There's an art to rhyming.
You gotta think like freestyle.
He just rhymed here with again.
Again, yeah.
Like you're a pro when you could do that.
Exactly, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now rhyme orange.
That was amazing.
Now rhyme orange.
Murray, you have a question for Craig?
Well, I'm a little starstruck. I'm sorry.
We all are.
Well, first of all, Chaz and AJ, I listen to you guys every morning. This is my first time calling in, so thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you and welcome.
Thanks for calling.
And first time calling. I got to talk to Phil.
Hey.
So, Craig, I am a huge, huge Office fan. And this morning I turned on the radio like I do every morning, and I heard your voice, and I was like, oh, my goodness. I know that voice. I didn't even know who was on. I was like, that's Daryl.
Wow.
I know that voice.
Oh, my God. Darryl. There he is. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Do people call you Daryl when you're out?
They do.
They're like, Daryl!
Yeah.
It's Craig, the idiot!
Yeah.
I wanted to tell you that one of my favorite Office moments with you was when you tried to sneak out on your last day and everybody made you have one last dance.
Yes.
I watch that over and over. I love it. I think it's such a great tribute to your time with all of these, characters. And it's just, I love it. I love you. I love The Office. I love Chaz and AJ. Thank you so much for letting me call.
Wow,
she's so happy.
She's so real. Thank you.
Yeah,
she's
full of love.
She's full of love. Did you buy tickets to the show for this weekend?
Right.
It's full of cash, though.
I would love to, but I have to work.
She's used
not all weekend.
She used love again. That was pretty good.
Yeah.
Love, too.
I love,
too. Yeah, you still that love word around.
Love the theme, right. Yes.
Thanks, Maria.
Thanks,
thank
guys.
You. Yeah. Craig's at the Stretch Factory.
Yes.
Maria, tonight? She said she loved me. But she's not coming to the show. Maria, how am I supposed to feel about that? I really don't know.
I was saying, now you got to go.
All right. I think I know who this is. Then we got to go to a break. Hello, Hotline. You're on the air.
Hey, what are you doing, man?
It's Vinny Brand.
Hey, Vinny Brand! Hey, Brand!
Vinny!
That's good to talk to you.
That's
good. That's good.
He sounds just like him.
Yeah, I believe my clothes right?
Todd was like that. Sounds just...
Well, well, well. Sounds like we're having fun at my expense.
Oh, yeah, man. We love you, man.
How are you, brother?
You're the best. I love playing club.
So oh, my God. Oh, he got you, Vinny. Oh, he got you. What's up, Vinny?
Good morning.
Good Vinny. Morning, man. How you guys doing?
We're doing good.
He hasn't been trashing me, has he?
No. No, not at all.
The
no.
opposite.
Yeah, no. He loves you, man.
I got to tell you something right now. I had to carry that whole show last night. Those guys are mad.
That's why he's so tired right now. Not easy carrying a show.
Yeah.
Back hurts. All right. Sorry, Vinny. We're going to try better tonight, man. We'll do better tonight. Promise.
Yeah.
This is the best show ever. This is the Craig Robinson and Frankie Tino. I can't even say that name. And then John, Jeff, Joe. I got so
much trouble. Cast of people over there.
I was having some trouble last night.
What's going on in the background?
What's that?
What do I hear in the background? Where are you?
Oh, I'm getting a kid ready for school. What do you think I'm doing?
Is it your kid? I hope so.
That's a good question. Is it your kid?
I know it is.
Hey, Vinny, are you still running for office?
Say it again?
Are you still running for office?
Wait, I'm sorry. Wait, Vic, I'm on the radio. My wife's getting mad at me. My wife's very mad at me now.
Hey, Vic.
Wait, so say it again?
I said, are you still running for office?
Yeah, I'm absolutely ready for hockey. That guy wants the hockey jersey, and I'm going to get him one because Bridgeport's a big hockey city, as we all know.
You want a hockey helmet, actually.
So, I am ready. Are you coming in this weekend? Are you coming in tonight?
Vinny. The reason why I called you is Craig wanted to have some Pepe's Pizza, and we called Pepe's, and they're going to make some pies for the guys.
Yes.
And we just need a runner to go from the Fairfield Pepe's to your place.
Yeah.
Is that something you could do?
Can you arrange it?
I will absolutely do that.
There you go. See? Vinny's a good guy.
Nice.
I will do anything for that guy. That is, okay, I don't like saying nice things about anybody.
No, you don't.
We noticed, yes.
That guy is he's the nicest guy. Number one. He is.
I can tell. The first few seconds in the studio,
he's totally
genuine. I felt that he's.
Yes, my God.
We talking about Gary?
You.
And I will hook him up with
him. I'm not sure, actually, now you mentioned it.
Are you going to come in? I'll get enough peppies for everybody.
There you go. See that?
All right, Vinny.
Yeah, I'll do it.
We're going to let you get your kid on the bus.
Yes.
See you later, Vinny. See you tonight with that Pepe's pizza. It's gonna be so tasty. And I'm gonna rent a Lisa.
He's got so much soul when he sings.
Yeah.
Now look, it's taco time.
Look at that. Oh my God.
Everybody say taco time on three. One, two, three.
Taco time!
All right, let's give rehearsal.
Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR. Craig Robinson's in studio. He's at Stress Factory all weekend. And we are, he's going to leave the state probably 10 pounds heavier because we have Pepe's going there tonight.
Right.
And then we have Little Pub just arrived. They're part of the Chaz and AJ Arts Television and Appliance Food Fest.
Yes.
And they brought tacos. Thank you, Doug. And who's with you? Kirsten. Have I met you? Were you at the, who was it? That show. I can't think of it.
What's that?
The guy from, anyway.
Are y'all two boyfriend and girlfriend?
The guy from,
No.
Who was it?
Where was it at?
Candlebox.
Oh, Candlebox. Okay.
Candlebox. Yes. The acoustic Candlebox show.
Gotcha. Yeah. Right.
And you guys just opened up at Stratford?
We did.
Yeah. Nice.
Wednesday night.
Wow.
Nice. So, lucky you, Stratford. I'm a little jealous.
And he still brought tacos.
He did.
Yeah.
Right. He's got a million restaurants, just opened one.
Busy guy.
And he brought us tacos.
Exactly. What a great guy.
Can we dig in right now?
Absolutely.
All right.
I would say yes.
Craig, you going to have a taco?
Of course he is.
I am going to have a taco.
Right. Gentlemen.
Oh, my God. These are so good.
I know.
Craig Robinson with the office and Hot Tub Time Machine. And yep. This is the end. And
all the stuff.
In studio, and he had Stress Factory all weekend.
Yes.
Why not see you at Stress Factory? We had a great show. Now I'm a host.
It's almost like Bobcat Goldthwait.
Right.
You guys just got to talk.
My goodness.
And we have, what are these? These tacos.
Pulled pork.
No. Mushu.
Mushu. Mushu pork. That was it.
They're insane.
Amazing, right.
I was just telling Doug, I always look for something that, will bring me back.
Exactly, yeah.
I've only had one thing there, and I'm like, oh, this would bring me back.
Oh, yeah.
These tacos.
Big time, yeah.
Wow.
And a bunch of locations, too, so you can go anywhere.
That's right.
Yep.
Did you want to do a song about Little Pub?
Let's just see.
I just had a taco. Actually, I think I might have had two. There's some kind of delicious pork. I think it's called Mushu.
That's, how do you do that?
I don't know exactly. But I'm going to do it again. Go down a little pub. You might make a friend. Yeah.
Nice.
That's amazing. Look, we just made a commercial for you.
Yeah, really. Yeah. Can you air check it out, please?
Yeah. Well, we got to let you go because there's other radio stations and things you have to do.
Yeah.
The listeners are going bananas for you. The tribe wants to just thank you for all the great memories. Thank you for all of the good times you brought them.
Don't forget Stress Factory tonight,
tomorrow, Sunday.
Yes.
And so it's Vinny Brand opening.
That's right. Over here.
Frankie Quinones.
Hey, Frankie.
Hey.
And Todd Rex with the allergies.
Yes.
Thank you, guys.
Yes, thank you.
Honored to have you.
Been a blast.
Oh, my God. We'll remember this day forever. And your songs will be played on this radio station for years to come.
It will, yes.
Thank you, man.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right Rug.